This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress Friday, provoking an evacuation of the building in a new challenge to a government struggling to contain deadly unrest. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building in the city of Valparaiso. Earlier, truck drivers and some public transport operators went on strike, and thousands of people gathered in the center of the capital, Santiago. At least 19 people have died in the turmoil that has swept over the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares and soon morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital, Baghdad, and four southern provinces. 12 died in the southern city of Diwaniya alone. Several died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Haq, another armed faction in two southern cities. The parliament is scheduled to meet on Saturday to discuss the protests further. Friday's bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will send mechanized units into eastern Syria to help protect oil fields from a potential move by the Islamic State group. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels Friday, Esper said Islamic State must never be allowed to threaten the oil fields.
The United States will maintain a reduced presence in Syria to deny ISIS access to oil revenue as we reposition for the next phase of the Defeat ISIS campaign.
The secretary's announcement came after President Trump indicated on Twitter that the U.S. mission in Syria is complete and that American troops are coming home. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces in Syria. Russia and Turkey have divided security roles in the region. The U.S. Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the genesis of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Donald Trump went on to win the presidential election that year. He calls the investigation a witch hunt. Now the Justice Department reportedly is launching a criminal investigation of its own 2016 probe into the Trump campaign. We don't know what potential crimes are being investigated. Two Democrats who are leading the impeachment inquiry, Congressman Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, say they worry now that the Justice Department under President Trump has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge. Rita Foley, Washington.
A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Trump administration to hand over secret grand jury testimony from the Mueller probe to congressional Democrats exploring impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's been given less than a week to hand over documents from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, including secret grand jury testimony that had been blacked out in Mueller's report. The department had argued that it couldn't provide grand jury material under existing law, to which Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell wrote, "The DOJ is wrong." She also shot down the White House argument the impeachment inquiry isn't valid because the House didn't vote on launching the investigation, saying that a House resolution has never been required. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Firefighters in California are simultaneously fighting blazes in both the north and south of the state. One blaze is north of Los Angeles and has caused the evacuation of more than 40,000 residents. Another fire is burning in Sonoma County, and it has torched at least 49 buildings. A new blaze is now in the town of Ramona, about 48 kilometers northeast of downtown San Diego. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.